Hey, what's up? Welcome to Average Radio, the show for the My Life is Average community, where user-submitted content gets mixed together and mashed up with interviews, discussions, and current hot topics. I'm John, and I'll be your host for these shows. So sit back, relax, and prepare to enjoy this average podcast. Well, thanks for joining us yet again. You've made it to episode 3. I hope you had fun listening to Guru and I last time. He's quite the character. Now, before we really get into things, and since the show is getting kind of big, here at My Life is Average, we've decided to get sponsored. Therefore, this show is brought to you by the Zoom vacuum. It's the only thing that sucks more than cleaning up after your messy friends. Now that's out of the way, this episode should be a fun one. A couple more of the hotline voicemails will get played, and I'll read and comment on another MLIA that caught my eye. And right now, to get things going, I'm going to tell you all a story. It's a true one, and it happened to me about 10 years ago. But it recently popped back up in my mind when I was closing out the last episode, asking for stories about school and parents. In doing this, I was reminded of the first time that I cut class, and it's actually more of a story than I was bargaining for at the time. So to begin, let me give you a bit of background. This all happened to me way back in junior high. My reason, innocent enough, was that I hadn't finished my algebra homework, so I decided that my best bet would be to cut class and give myself another day to finish it. Now back then, my friend Zach was a veteran at cutting class. He knew all the tricks. Zach told me the best place to go during class would be the library. Now I know, it's a pretty pathetic destination to cut class for, but our campus was closed. No kids were allowed out and about during class time unless they had a hall pass signed by a teacher in hand. And being too naive to forge anything, my options were pretty slim. Zach, however, assured me that in the library, hall passes were never checked. So it'd be safest for me to just go there and hang out and wait out the period. I trusted his advice, and I wasn't going to math, so I figured this would be my best bet. So, right before my algebra class was to begin, I had made my way to the library. I found a place on the ground to sit and read a magazine, and it was pretty well hidden away in a corner. The bell rang for everybody to be in class, and at that point, I knew I was doing this for real. There was no changing my mind now, and there was no going back. But, just literally a few minutes into the class period, before my nerves could even settle, the vice principal stormed into the library. I looked away, but I still heard her as she walked up to a table of students and then screeched at them all in a stern tone, "Let me see your hall passes!" I was done for. But because I was sort of hidden away, she hadn't seen me, so I darted straight to the exit. Now, it was too late in the period to just show up in class, yet I still had about 40 minutes until it was all over, so I went to the only other safe place that I could think of, the boys' bathroom. Quickly locked myself into a stall, and I had no plan other than to stay there for the rest of the period. And that's just what I did. I sat there, still, and completely scared of getting caught. I was staring at the second hand of my watch just tick away, and for the next 40 minutes or so, it seemed like forever. And, to make things worse, through the bottom of the stall, every now and then, I'd see the shoes of a hall monitor or a custodian, and each time I'd fear that my luck, if you can even call it that, would run dry and I'd get caught. However, finally the period passed, and I didn't get busted. The bell rang, I unlocked the stall, and I walked off to my next class. But to this day, time has never gone by so slowly and miserably for me. And to make things even worse, when I did finally make it to class the next day, it turned out the teacher hadn't even collected the homework, nor would he ever. Instead, he explained the quadratic equation to the rest of the class. For the rest of the week, I didn't know what was going on, and I was completely lost. All my efforts were for nothing. This experience did, however, curb my ditching class, which in hindsight was probably a good thing. And at least looking back, I can get a good laugh about this all today. As I retell the story, though, it really blows me away how quickly the school experience changes over time. For example, it wasn't until the very tail end of my high school career that internet access became available beyond just the library. And, having listened to some of the hotline messages, I'm starting to realize that school and technology has gotten much better and cooler since I was enrolled. For example, listen to this message.
Okay, so today, I was really excited because I was going to school. Well, no, not really because I was going to school, but because I was going to get to read My Life as Average at school. And then I realized the website isn't working. It was terribly tragic. My Life is Average.
Now, if I could have checked websites in class, much less MLIA back in my early school days, going to class would have rocked. But then again, I also might have missed more than just the quadratic equation, even while actually attending class. So caller, I'm sorry the site was down, but hey, in your case, this might have been a good thing. And, speaking of good things, we've received a bunch more calls on the hotline, so thanks to everyone who's phoned in. In what's becoming average radio tradition, I'm going to play a couple messages for you right now.
I approve of your average voicemail.
I just wanted to know if anyone at My Life is Average noticed how bad an influence Winnie the Pooh is. I mean, they don't wear pants.
No, no one here had noticed that. But now that you mention it, you bring up a valid point. Especially considering that they're children's characters. For the last segment of this show, I want to bring you one of my average observations on one of the many MLAAs to be on the site. Here it goes. Last night, I made one of my midnight pizza orders. After placing it, the delivery guy asked, "Aren't you that girl who gave me a cupcake as a tip last time?" Not only do I have Domino's on speed dial, the delivery boy remembers my cupcakes. When my life is average. Okay, while on the surface this might seem cute and playful, I can't help but wonder. Maybe the delivery driver wasn't as happy as you might think. Sure, he remembered you, but was it because the cupcake was good, or because you didn't leave him a real tip? I know cupcakes are sweet and tasty, but do you think they pay his rent? Now, I don't know about you, but I've never met a pizza guy who delivers orders just for the fun of it. Now, hopefully I'm wrong, but hey, I'm just putting it out there. Anyways, that's it for me this time. Thanks again for tuning in, and as always, you can leave your thoughts, comments, concerns, stories like mine earlier, or just plain goofy messages on our hotline voicemail at any time, day or night. The number is 405-4-AVERAGE, that's 405-428-3724. And to sign off, I'll leave you all with another average thought. Why does Hawaii have interstate highways? Alright, thanks a lot. I'll be back on the 15th.